I was blind, but now I see. What a wonderful testimony. I was blind, but now I see. Friday night, here at the concert, what a wonderful time. And I want to share a couple things from that. First of all, I want to thank Brother Matt. I want to thank Hattie, Terry, everybody who just filled in last week. What a wonderful joy it is to get an opportunity to kind of get away for a week, for a Sunday, and know that the church is in great hands. We have such great-hearted people here at Mount Calvary, and just appreciate so very much that they kind of jump in and take over, and everything goes so smoothly. Friday night at the concert, about middle way through, Pat Barker was doing some talking over there, and he had a shirt that they had. And this is a shirt that they had. It's called God Fights on My Side. Now, and they do a song that goes along with this, God Fights on My Side. And the scripture they're using here over in Timothy, and we're going to go over that scripture today, and Pat kind of said, let me give this to you, and later on it was, I think it was about a medium or something like that, and he come over and he said, well, you can use this as part of your sermon because it'll never fit. I said, well, we're going to the table and see if we can find a bigger size. And with this shirt, 2 Timothy 1:7 over there, as they started to go in, it's a scripture that God has not given us. God has not given us a spirit of fear. But he has given us power and love and a sound mind. And it's a scripture that back in Bible college is one of our memory scriptures. You had little cards you'd make out, and believe it or not, you actually kind of typed them out on a typewriter. Anybody know what a typewriter is? Am I? Everybody? Okay. Yeah. Oh, you do know, Hunter. You do know what a typewriter is. Okay. You must have saw that on the History Channel or something. The History Channel. We had little cards, and you typed out these verses on them. Those were your memory verses, and you had to have about 50 memory verses at them. And so you're always carrying around in your pocket little memory verses like that. And we would quiz each other on the memory verses and all that coming up. And so when he says, who knows 2 Timothy 1:7, I'm sitting in the first pew over there, and I go, at this age, sometimes I just go, huh? Let me think. Man, I wish Miss Ruby was sitting next to me. I'm trying to draw. I'm drawing, you know. And it is amazing how God will take a verse that you've heard so many times before, that's even been on one of your little memory cards, but all of a sudden, he just reveals something new in that verse. So today, if you want to turn in your Bibles to 2 Timothy in the first chapter, I'm going to read starting in the third verse. I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers, night and day. Greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. Now this is how Paul, he kind of begins his little statement to Timothy. And then, in the fifth verse, and I want to concentrate on the fifth, in the sixth and the seventh verse today. In the fifth verse, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, I am persuaded in you also. The sixth verse, therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. And the seventh verse, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Heavenly Father, allow us to just open our minds and hearts for a moment and receive that truth from you. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, all God's people. Amen. 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 Real quickly, if you're going to do a little sermon outline, I'll give it to you so that you can write it down, jot it down, put it in your mind, and then within 2 minutes, if it's your nap time, you can take off on it. But real quickly, what I'm going to do is talk about the sixth verse. I'm going to talk about what I call a secure heritage. It says in the sixth verse, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith, that first in your grandmother and then in your mother. In the sixth verse, I'm going to talk about what I call spiritual gifts or strength. In the sixth verse, it says to stir up the gift of God. Stir up the gift of God. And in the seventh verse, I'm going to talk about a solid conviction. A solid conviction because God did not give him a sense of fear, but God gave him the tools to do the job. He gave him the tools to do the job. What is today? Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, 19. What did Jan have? Where did Jan go? She's hiding that somewhere, and a year ago she was talking now for something different on Cinco de Mayo over there. People think it's Declaration of Independence for Mexico. It is not. It was a great battle. It was a great battle who was won by Mexico over French armies that were far greater. They were outnumbered, they were outgunned, they were outmanned, but they won this great battle. And because of it, they celebrate Cinco de Mayo on May 5th. You may have your margarita, whatever you have, however you go about celebrating Cinco de Mayo, it has a different meaning for me. And for Lucas. I'm here to tell you that 4 years today, I lost one of my dearest, dearest friends, my brother Paul. He passed away on Cinco de Mayo. You know, on Friday night when the guys were ministering in song, and you know, I'm looking out and come in, and you know, folks started coming in, and you know, I thought, well, the weather's nice. Well, the crowd's not maybe as large as what it always is. And you know, Hattie comes to me, Pastor, I thought the crowd, there'd be more of them here today. I don't know where they're at tonight, but I just, you know, Yeah. You thought you were standing up here, didn't you? And you know how you think about things, and in churches, and sometimes you get that, you know, you get that human factor going on. You think about numbers, think about crowds. Oh, I wish they had more. Blah, 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 blah. I'm telling you, just as I realized, as that evening went on, God placed in this sanctuary everyone that was supposed to be here. When Pat Barker got up and he started to testify, he started to tell about the things that had gone on in his life, and it began by saying, you ever had a bad day, a bad week, a bad year? And he told about personal things in his life and how he'd gone through a painful, painful divorce. And folks, he and I have been friends for 12, 13 years, and I knew right in the midst of what he was going through, and we were sharing a bit during those times. And to have him stand there and to share from his heart of hearts, people were touched. At the end of the service, and they had some folks here, some guests that were down on the second and third pew here, and the leader of the group there, he's worked in a business for 32 years, and one of the fellows that he works with was here with his family on that Friday night. And you know, if you work with somebody that long, they get to know you. Pretty much, then they talk to you a little differently. You're always joking around and carrying on, stuff like it. But the man who sat in the second pew came to him after the service, and he said, brother, he said, you've known me for 32 years to be an old work heathen. And he smiled, and he says, that's what I've called myself. He said, but tonight I was touched by the hand of God. And I knew without a shadow of a doubt that God had every piece of his plan set just the way he wanted it. We had a marvelous time, and people were just, people were blessed, and there was joy, and there was laughter. And in church, you gotta have tears every now and then, and I like that, the tears, and they came at just the right time. And I knew that God, in His wisdom, had sent forth a plan. And I started to think back about this scripture that I should have had memorized and just whoop, right off the tip of my tongue, and I sat there and blah, 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 blah. And I read it again, and I thought about the things that are mentioned in these three scriptures. First of all, a heritage. Now in this scripture, it talks about a grandmother and a mother, and then Timothy. And the guys, when they were up there on Friday night, they were talking about how each of them grew up in church pretty much and different things, and they were sharing and all like that. And trust me, folks, I did not grow up in church. Lori should be saying amen back there somewhere like that. So I don't know if she's hit her in the ribs. Wake her up over there, John. And my Sunday morning was spent with my father sitting at the television, Channel 20. They had movies, and I love them Abbott and Costello movies on Sunday morning. Boy, I'd get up over there and like, and I could just, and I'd seen them so many times, I could almost just kind of say the lines right along with them like that. And every time they did, I'd laugh just as hard as I laughed the first time I saw them. But it was still a special time to me. I was the one at age 16 decided, well, I'm going to go to church. And I went that first Sunday. And I went back the following Sunday. Because on the following Sunday, I was on a bus. I was helping out with what they call the junior church and little kids. Brother Henry Garza had a bus, and he, after that first Sunday there, he came to me. He said, would you help me out on the bus? I said, first, I don't know. I'll be glad to. He said, well, you can help lead the singing. I said, that's great, because I don't know any of the choruses that they're singing. He said, don't you worry, them kids will just teach it to you. And they did. Problem is, he had to pick me up at 7:30. For me to go and tell my parents that next Sunday is going to be a bus going to pick me up in front of the house about 7:30 in the morning, I got a little bit of a look. Scratch of the head. Okay. And the way that God took what I say is a great heritage. Now, your heritage might not be family. It could be a teacher that you had in school that was part of your heritage of creating in you what God wants you to be. It could be a Sunday school teacher. Amen, ladies? Amen. Amen. You've got one fan out there. Who is that? Somebody's getting brownie points in that class, I tell you. It may be a family member. It may be a teacher. It may be a friend that God has allowed to come in your path that has meant so much to you and has caused you to be formed the way that you are. But I thank God for the secure heritage I believe that each and every one of us have been given. You just got to appreciate it. Then, in the sixth verse, stir up the gift of God. The gift of God. The gift of God. I believe that God gives you gifts and He gives you strengths. There are certain things that, and I don't know why God decided to do this, but trust me, each one of us, we are wired differently. I was here on Friday night at the end of the concert, and I was picking on Gilbert, and he knew that if I wasn't picking on him, then something's wrong, right, brother? Amen. Amen. Hear that? And at the end of the night, and he stayed here till the end and helped us sit everything up and put everything away. And I gave him, I said, Gilbert, I want to pay you what you're worth. Because I had a penny in my pocket, and I thought, this is, and I paid him. And this morning when he walked in, He gave me a half a penny for change. I've got it here, Rick. Got that half penny. And you know, folks, I always kind of felt in my life that I didn't really fit that much in the pulpit sometimes because of my personality. Because if I know you, sometime I'm going to be joking with you. I'm going to kid a little bit because that is my personality. And I always was worried because I walk into church and it seemed like everybody in there. Come on, brother. Good to see you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I'm not going to fit. Because when I see people, I want to say, how are you doing? Terry Lee, you got just the right amount of hair color today. You look gorgeous. Because that's the way that I'm wired. Trust me, friends. God is going to use your strength. He's going to use your gift. Because if you try to, you know, if you try to put on airs, or you try to act like somebody that you're not, or you try to copy somebody else, he's getting anxious. It's a hair. If you try to act like somebody else, it's just not going to work. People are going to see through it, and you've been there before. I know you have. But if you know that you're dealing with someone, and they are genuine in what they are sharing with you, it may not be all right. It may not sound so flowery. It may not hold pieces. It may not be so polished or anything, but you will know in your heart of hearts when it is genuine, and God will bless that. And most importantly, because my time is short, I love that he has not given you the sense of fear. No. If I give somebody a job at work, the first thing I think in my mind, have I given them instructions and have I given them the tools that they need to perform whatever task comes up? And that's what God did in this verse. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We live in a place where I sure do appreciate a sound mind, don't you? I hear so many crazy things. I hear so many people. I hear so many opinions. Tell you one thing. You may not believe it. That doesn't mean that it's not true. What is true is what is written in this word, every bit of it. And I'm here to tell you that I'm so thankful that we've overcome any fear that you would have in your heart because of love, because of the power of the Holy Spirit, and the challenges that he works through me trying to clear up this old sound mind. I was touched on Friday night. I knew today I'd be preaching in front of you. I knew what day it was. In my heart, there are many things that I have to deal with. There are sorrows, there are losses. But I'm here to tell you that I serve a God that steps forward and brings healing, brings comfort, brings care. He allows people to come into my life at just the right time when I need them. And I'm so thankful for what he did for an old sinner, just me. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, in just a moment, we're about to share communion. So God, we ask now that you'll bless this wafer representing a body broken, that you'll bless this small cup of juice representing the blood that was shed. And God, most of all, you'll allow us to do this in remembrance of what you did for us. God, if there be any ill will within our hearts, any sin, just God, we lay it upon the altar. We lay it upon the altar today. We thank you for sending your Son to die upon a cross for my sin and yours. So God, we ask now that you'll just bless each one as we partake of this communion service together. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus.